This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Luke. That over there is Brian. You can join the conversation. Share your tangent with us. 844-967-2789. The spewing of the right-wing talking points, Brian, without any actual filter or personal spin on it. Like, he doesn't really share any of his point of view.
Here's the dumbest thing.
He just likes to spew.
I know we're dueling tangents with Luke and Brian, but, dude, we were talking about shooters, and we were talking about three bullies misgendering people to the point of the entire town being shut down because of bomb threats. And this jackass calls about signatures and then talks about buses coming in here and illegals voting. Let's move on. Let's talk to let's talk to Jeannie from Eau Claire. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hallelujah. Thank you. Finally, I haven't listened to that kind of crap for the last, quite 10 years. And it was unbelievable, the lies nonstop, and you couldn't even break it up. And finally, somebody kicked his butt, because it is very stressful for all of us who believe in the truth to listen to him every single program during the day, call up and start spewing out the lies without anybody saying, you're accountable for these gall dang lies, and we're not going to listen to it anymore because we're sick of the gall dang lies.
Yeah, we're
I'm really proud of you.
I'm tired of being the nice guy all the time and going, well, what is your point of view? Well, I think the sun is made of purple things, and we should all deliciously eat cheese because cheese is the god of the world, and we should do all the... I'm going to pull whatever comes out of my butt from an authoritarian figure that I would, you know, and basically I would wish was my father, because I don't like my father in the first place, because most of them don't really have a lot of daddy issues. But anyway, the point is, I'm tired of giving them equal weight, as if they have any sort of like as if he's bringing any value to the conversation. At times I've seen him actually have a rational conversation, but when I ask him, hey, do you have to bring ID to register to vote, he moves on to the next talking point about buses. It's not a conversation, it's just repeating of crap. Please continue, Jeannie.
I'm just saying thank you, because it's just awful to have to listen to it. And I know you guys are kind, but God darn it, you know, it's enabling a liar. So it's about time to say the lion's got to stop here. He's going to keep it going, and he's not going to learn anything new because he keeps spewing his lies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys have a great day. You made my month. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Jeannie. Doing what we can, Jeannie. I'm just being me. I mean, look, you want to talk about voter ID, you have to put your ID in and make sure you are a real person in order to register to vote. In order to actually have your vote counted, it has to match a registration. So unless you have a bunch of registrations to match, it doesn't matter how many thousands of people you bring in. They can't vote, and they won't be counted unless it's matched to the registration where you had to bring your ID in the first place.
I'm starting to think that he's getting paid to do this, Brian.
Oh, of course. He's got to be.
He's either that
or he's just such a loser. He has to sit there and listen all day to things that he hates and disagrees with. I don't know. Either way, even our most like A1 listeners don't listen as much as he does. It's crazy. Him and George, the stupid troll who never gets airplay. But anyway, let's go to Wisco Paul.
Yeah.
How you doing, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon. God, I love Jeannie. She's so cool.
She's awesome.
She always gets to the point, too. But the one thing you didn't mention, well, there were several things you didn't mention. Voter ID is not the worst thing, but what's really bad is you can't have drop boxes. You can't get absentee ballots counted the day of election. You have to delay that until... You know, after
they delay it, and then they complain about the delay, right, as if it's some magical thing that somebody, correct, did to them, which is what they told them to do.
Right.
Good job.
There were proposals, correct, they put out there saying, let's count them beforehand, and that way we don't have to do a late night drop. But
they're so mad at things and so willing to jump on whatever talking point they have, they don't even recognize when they've been set up by themselves.
Yeah.
Well, it's like mail-in. Voting, it works in different states. They don't want to even talk about it.
And again, you have to match it to the registration. If it doesn't match the registration, guess what? It doesn't get counted. So if you don't have the registration, this is what the jackass doesn't ever tell me about. And I'm thank you for your call, Paul. I asked him about how does this voting fraud, the voting in the park, oh my God, it's fraud. How does the fraud work? Because it has to match to a registration. How do you match it to the registration? Tell me how you get it from the Dropbox to match the registration. How does that work? Can you tell me? No, you can't because you're making it up. It's coming out of your butt. Hey, Don, how you doing, buddy? Don in Madison, how you doing?
Hey, CJ's not getting paid because I work with a bunch of CJs at the United States Postal Service, and they all wear blue uniforms and they carry mail. I remember when Walker, no tax for tracks. You guys might not have been around here, but when Walker was passing on the high-speed rail, that was the tagline, no tax for tracks. They used to walk through a line of mail carriers. That's all they were saying, no tax for tracks. And then the one guy says, and all these people got bussed in. I said, I couldn't hold my breath anymore, so I said, hey, how long would it take to bring that many people in to vote? I said, one, you'd have a line a mile long of buses, and I said, two, if everybody knew they were voting, why didn't somebody call the police? They stopped talking. So that's what CJ does. But he throws out the thing at you guys, and you guys defend. And that's what Republicans do. We got to kick them in the balls first. You know, that's my tagline. Kick them in the balls first.
Appreciate the call on the tagline, Don. I think that is a big part of what CJ's plan is he wants to get us riled up and talking about it. But I think it's also important to have these conversations because, like you say, there are people out there
of you are dealing with somebody like this in your workplace or somewhere around you have to ask them these questions like, how does the fraud work? Mm-hmm. No, seriously, keep telling me, how does the fraud work? How does it work?
If Michael Gableman's so good at his job, why has he spent so much money of taxpayers' money and gotten nothing?
So you must be pissed off at Michael Gableman then if you believe
that. You must be very angry at Michael Gableman.
If you believe in fraud because he hasn't proven any of it. But who's Michael Gableman? Well, then why are you yelling at me? Why don't you go and research your own crap? Real quick here before we go, I just want to note it is Pride Month. And you know, lest you think that, why do we need Pride Month and things like that? I don't know. Let's think about this. World Cup match just last night Ecuador and Mexico was shut down because the entire crowd was shouting anti-gay slurs at the goalie, even though they were warned not to and they were asked not to, and they'll shut down the match because of it. Way to go, World Cup. Way to go, Chicago area soccer fans. Way to go, show them how awesome you are with the anti-gay slurs. Also, just want to throw out there that the Tampa Bay Rays, five players decided they didn't want to wear the logo on the side of their uniform or on their caps because
for Pride
it was hard. And here's what their manager had to say. First and foremost, I think the organization has done a really good thing to have Pride Night supporting our gay community and to come out and have a nice night at the ballpark. Impressed that our players have had those conversations. We want to support our players that chose to wear or chose not to wear to the best of our capabilities.
Good
and
people
someone
on both
brought
sides.
Up Jesus. Someone brought up Jesus because, you know, who would Jesus exclude? Way to go. Way to go, Major League Baseball. Could it be because Ron DeSantis held up a practice facility for $35,000 because of your support for gay pride?
$35 million.
Oh, $35 million.
Yeah.
Very good.
Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. We will talk to you then.